الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. وقال تعالى: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. نسائة كريمة. الله تبارك تعالى says: In the lives of the righteous and the pious, لقد كان في قصصهم, their lives, their experiences, what they went through, there is عبرة, they are great lessons for لأولي الألباب, people of intelligence. People of intelligence are those who will not only listen, but they will ponder about it, they will bring it into their lives, etc. So it isn't just that we listen to the talks of Deen, and after that somebody asks us, we don't remember a thing what was said also. In fact, the adab of listening, ulama have explained, we should listen attentively. Our mind should not be floating around in other things. Secondly, to retain it, to remember it. So if we listen with that intention, then we will remember what was said. Third, to make amal on it. That must be also our intention. And fourth, to pass it on to others, to share it with others also. A person who does that will benefit very, very greatly. For example, if we think, how many bayans have we heard till today? How much do we remember about them? How many kitabs have we read? Many people with technology today, on a UB stick, on one thing, they got so many bayans. But we are blank. In front of all that, we are asked to say something also, we are blank. So we didn't listen attentively. We haven't retained it. If we had made amal on 1% of all the bayans that we have heard till today, we should be the biggest awliya, the greatest awliya today. But we don't make that amal also. And had we shared it with other people, we should have got so much sawab. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that whatever you know, pass it on to others. Because many times it happens, others make more amal than the one that had passed it on to them. So if we didn't make amal, their amal, we will get that sawab also. And by that also our position should have been so high. But we don't do, how many of us ever share what we have heard? We don't think about it. Once we have left, before we get up from here, it's out of our mind. We don't think of keeping it. We don't think of going to discuss it even with the family or with anyone, that what was the bayan today about, and make some muzakara. We know that the students, in order to study, one very important thing is every day's lesson, they must repeat it again, always throughout. And then exam time, they must refresh it how much again. So in that way then, they retain that knowledge. But we don't make no muzakara. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And these are those people Allah call ulul albab, people of intelligence. And if we don't fit in that category, we must see ourselves then in which category we fit. If we are not the people of intelligence, then who are we? If we are not listening attentively, we are not listening to retain, to remember what was said, we don't listen to make amal also. All of us think also that when did we make the niyat to make amal? That we are just listening when we make amal. And then to pass it on. Had we done 1% of this, deen should have become so widespread in the whole world. Especially with social media now, if we use it in the right way for the right cause, deen could have spread so much in the world. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Also Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for a reminder is beneficial for the believers. So we should always remind ourselves and remind others also Just reminding is also a very important thing. And Allah declares it that it is beneficial. So keep on reminding. We give up. I do now. No use telling my children. They don't listen. That should never be the case. Allah says continuously remind. Other people we say, now we gave up hope on them. No, wadhakir, remind. Reminder is beneficial. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, if nobody else listens, you are listening. And definitely by you talking, by you thinking about it, even in your mind you are giving bayan, you get reminded. And when you tell other people, the benefit is much more. So we should always remind also. So one very important incident, which we all have heard, it is in our minds, but very important to refresh it, so that we all take a lesson, is of Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi, Rahmatullah Ali, whose Sheikh was the Sheikh Shibli, Rahmatullah Ali. What a great Sheikh. And Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi, Rahmatullah Ali also, what a great Sheikh. And so one day when he was traveling with his thousands of murids, they passed by a Christian locality. It was Asr time. And they requested, asked them for some water to make wudu. They refused to give them wudu water. Now we must think for ourselves also how much this happens to us. We ask somebody for something and that person was a small thing. To give water, what big deal is in there? Just to allow them to use the well and take water, draw water. And they wanted it also for a very, very noble cause, to make wudu, to make asr namaz. But because they did not give the water, a big sheikh and everyone is tested according to his level. People of small, lower standing are tested in a small way. And if they fail, their failure is a small failure. People of a big, the higher standing, they are tested in a higher way. And if they fail, their failing is also very terrible. A sweeper in a company or a tea maker, if they make a mistake, it's a small mistake. A small little mistake. But if the directors of the company make a mistake, the whole company can close down, can go insolvent, where they had so much profit, they could be sitting with so many debts now. Everything can be lost. So, Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi, a great man, and he just, and this also shows, the more we Allah gives us position, the more we must be careful of our small, small things also. That we think perhaps only our big things, but our small things. And not only small, but very hidden thing. Nobody knows about it also. He just thought that these people, they worship the cross, they worship idols, they are like, he thought low about them. The act was low, but don't think low of the person. The same person can make tawbah just now, and he becomes a great wali of Allah Ta'ala. So don't think low of the person, but the wrong that they are, but he just thought that these people, and we are noble people, and they stopped us of water for a noble cause. How many times this happens to us? That we also somebody, that they don't listen to us, or they, how they behaving, and we think low of them. So how serious this was. Like that immediately also, another thing, nothing happened. He just thought low and it carried on. Life carried on. How many wrong things we do and our life still carries on. But we don't know when it catches up with us. A fisherman gives line to his fish, plays with his fish in the water. But on the time, he will pull it out. The fish might think that I'm still in the water. I went for that bait. And I, for that rosy, wonderful, fat, wormy juice, fat juice, I went for it and nothing happened. I'm still in the water. But the time is up already for that fish. Eventually it's going to get pulled out and it will go through all the ordeal where they will cut it up into pieces, gouge out the eyes, take out the insides, fry it in hot oil, all that it will have to go through. So just like that also, we think I'm still all right, but we don't know where I'm already caught. And on my time, then it will come out. And one is We normally think in akhirat it will show, in dunya, but the actual thing is in the akhirat. Dunya, if Allah wishes, He shows it sometimes for many people, they do so much. Kuffar who are living on kufr and shirk, and their lives are carrying on and they are happy. Our lives are carrying on. But the real place for retribution is the akhirat, not the dunya. But there are times when Allah shows it in the dunya also. And unfortunately, we only take lesson when it comes to us in dunya, some condition. That also all don't take condition. We will then blame it on jadu. We will then blame it on... These are things that happen in life. Ups and downs of life come. We don't think it was from Allah. We don't think it was of my wrong action, what I had done wrong. We don't think in that way. A mu'min's thinking and a kafir's thinking are two complete different ways of thinking. Today, because we are overpowered, overwhelmed with the kuffar way, we are born in this time when the kuffar are ruling the world. Then we are introduced to the nowadays children with all the cartoons and all the games and all those things. So then we start thinking like the kuffar. We send them to pre-primary and we send them to preschool. Making them think like that, putting phones in their hands. And they're too clever. They go on what sites on their own they know. And so the whole mind is then captured by the dunya way of thinking. And then the schooling and all that. And then if we talk also, even good people, if we also think whenever we sat to eat, for example, or we just sat together, when was the talk on deen? Or was the talk on politics? Or was the talk on sports? Or was the talk on some dunya thing, the weather, which everyone knows how the weather is, but we will discuss the weather. So the talks of deen to be that your mind thinks according to deen, we don't even find this in the good circles. And in the other circles where they can't imagine ever thinking of talk of deen. This is what are called deeni circles, and we don't talk of deen. Think about our namaz, that we are supposed to be namazis, but what are the thoughts in our namaz? Are we thinking of qiyamah in our namaz? Are we thinking of Allah Ta'ala, qabr? Or we are thinking of all dunya things even in our namaz? Even when we make zikr, we make tilawat also. How much are we thinking? So we should take lesson from all this. So this little wrong thought that we have can have very, very serious consequences, and wahum la yash'urun, we don't even know about it. So he thought like that and he carried on. Allah Ta'ala was there to help him, but he had to go through an ordeal. They went then and they found a well where they were pulling out water for making wuzu now. And there it happened that there was a young Christian girl. And it happened, he just looked at her and he fell in love with her. And now he was just overwhelmed with her and he wanted to marry her. So that also we should understand is not in our control. We are seeing women and we think, well, I don't get overpowered with them. But we don't know when it can happen. And then a person's thinking just goes berserk. He was a person, you can be a person talking of Allah and His Rasul all the time. But if that is to Allah, and that's all from Allah's side, Allah can make just any girl, the whole world can say she's the most ugliest and anything. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. A king got his son, the prince, married. Now he's in waiting. He wants to become a grandfather. But no child is coming. So he asked his ministers, check up, what's wrong? Why isn't he having a child? So they investigated. They said that there is an old lady, very old lady. She has made jadu on him, and every day she has captured his mind. And he spends all his time by this old lady. And she is everything to him. She is the world to him. And his wife, the princess, so beautiful, everything of the best by her, but no attraction for him by his wife. And this old lady, all the time, so where is the king going to get a child? a grandchild, when he's spending all his time by an old lady who is not even fertile, who is ugly, old, everything. So we don't know when our mind can. We never ever also think, I will never fall in guna. Mm-hmm. And never think, I got brains, I can think for myself. I won't do the wrong. That is all the ways of the kuffar. Some sensible kuffar will think we got brain. Otherwise, most of them, they know they got no brain. They just going headlong onto the worst type of sins, open sins. And now they even on their T-shirts, what is written, that you got a problem, just drink beer. For example, like that. All food, the worst impossible things you could think. And they are advertising it. They're sharing it with everyone. With people who they know, they don't know. You're just walking and you see this. And don't think it does not have its effect on a person. If a person does not take his precaution, we go to supermarkets, we go to other business places, we walk on the roads, the airports, etc., all types of people. If before time we don't close our gates, our shutters, those things will all enter into our hearts, to whatever level but it will enter. And after that, if we don't make the effort to remove it, all what we had seen, and we don't make tawbah, istighfar, zikr, cleansing our heart with that niyat, it definitely has an effect. The heart is such, Allah has made it, it takes effect. What we are seeing from with our eyes, it has an effect on the heart. What we are hearing, even music in the background. Today, unfortunately, many ulama's bayans also which come, they're not on YouTube or anything. But the companies that, these companies, they put the music in the background. And you are listening, it's having an effect on you. We are looking at some photos. We don't want to look, but we just see what we take our precaution. Inshallah, the guna won't be there, but the effect will be there. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if a person takes some laxative by mistake, he did not want to take laxative. And so he won't be blamed that you are so weak and you still took laxative. He won't be blamed for it. But the effect will be there. He will have to go through the consequences. If he messes his trouser, he took a very strong laxative, overdose, and all the dirt that he causes, that he will have to suffer. So all these things definitely have an effect on us. And if we don't take our precautions, then we will suffer the consequences. So his eye just fell on this Christian girl, and he was adamant he wants to marry her. In fact, so he went on the opposite direction. He told all his murids, now you go away, leave me alone. What I hate, I haven't got it. For what you people were staying with me, now I've lost that. It's not with me at all now. So you go your way and leave me alone. He proposed for the girl. The father said, we can accept, but on condition you become a Christian. He was prepared for that. Second condition, you must look after the pigs. Now a big sheikh of such a high standing, and he is agreeing also, I will look after the pigs also. Now as a Muslim, with the thought of pig and swine, khinzir, suwar, fark, just the words are so, we can't accept the words. And now he's prepared that he's sleeping. He's the shepherd of the sea, of the pigs, and he's looking after them. So we must never think, I will never reach there. We don't know who can reach where. And it is all in Allah's hand. And if we think, I can save myself, I will never do this. Others are awake, these people are mad who are doing this. I will never do it. And these type of thoughts, and Allah wants to show us, then we will fall into the same thing. Before we know the worst gunas which other people are committing, we will commit those very gunas in a worst way, in a much more accelerated, much more serious way. We will commit all those gunas also. So he stayed there, and for long he stayed. And his murids were through. They kept on making dua for him continuously. That is also, we see, that dua is how powerful. That though he was in this terrible condition, then after some time, by the barakat of their duas, Allah Ta'ala made fazl again on him. And then Allah brought back that nur of iman in his heart. And he made ghusl, and he changed, and then Allah restored everything more better than before also. So the very important lesson for us to learn, that never ever look down on the sin, don't look down on the sinner. Today with the people committing what sins, and we think I'm righteous and I'm pious, it's very dangerous for us. We don't know who can get involved in what, and who we were thinking of so low, Allah can make him the next moment so high. And we who were so high, Allah can make us completely low, right, asfalu safilin, the bottom of the bottom, right at the low Allah can put us. It is all in Allah's hands. So we must take a great lesson from all these things. Where Allah Ta'ala has commanded in the Quran Sharif, Al-Amiruna bil-Ma'ruf wa-Nahuna anil-Munkar. The command of Allah, that those who command the right and forbid the evil. And that is a special task and a special field and department of doing, in which you have to command the right, forbid the evil, and you are mixing with the people who are doing the wrong and you are forbidding them. So it is a thing that it will easily bring in you that these people are so terrible people. During your 8-hour duty, for example, your duty is 8 hours. You go home, you'll tell your wife, today who and who I met, what and what they were doing, how they were behaving, etc. So immediately after that, Allah said, وَالْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. With this work of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy anil Munkar, but keep in mind the limits which Allah has set. Don't overstep your limit. Don't start backbiting about those people. Do what you have to do. Don't backbite about them. Don't think you are superior and better than them. Don't even let the thought come in you. You do your work you have to do. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also gave the example. For example, the prince, the son's king, he has done wrong. So the son commands the jallad, the person who gives punishment to the people who have done wrong. Give him 10 shots, punish him, whip him 10 times. Now he has to do his work one side, and he has to keep in mind that he has done wrong, I have to whip him. It's a command. But I must keep in mind, he is the prince also. He is the son of the king. So I have to keep both things in mind. I must do my duty, but I must not overstep. Usually a person like that, when he is told, like those of us who might know or remember, in the days of apartheid and before corporal punishment was not banned in the prison, white people, when they used to punish the black people, especially in the jails. And if you walk past those jails, you would just hear the screaming of those people. How they should like torture them there. So you have to do your work, but don't go over the limit also. As a father, you have to do your duties in your house. As a mother, you have to do your duties, but don't overstep your limits also. So very, very important in all these things. وَالْحَافِذُونَ لِحُدُودِ اللَّهِ. Keep in mind always the limits which Allah Ta'ala has set. And you will see very easily that this is a very, very, very fine thread that we have to walk on. And that is, which Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, our lives, we are walking on pul sirat here already. That bridge which is thinner than a hair and which is sharper than a sword. Yeah, easily we can fall to we stop doing our duty, which is also wrong. We overstep our bounds, which is also wrong. All the time, in all our matters, not forget speaking and action, words and action. just our thoughts also, we how careful we have to be. Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi, Rahmatullah Ali, it was just the thought that came to him. And that thought turned into what and what for him. And what an ordeal he had to go through. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says also, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind of this so that we all can be reminded also. That we don't go and overstep our limits. So with a lot of wrong and people falling into so much haram, our tongues become very loose also. And we just start saying things which we should not be saying also. And ghibat becomes very common also. And we don't even realize it backbiting. We easily, and we justify ourselves. These people are so evil, it's jais to backbite about them. And Hazrat Rabia Basariya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, was asked, how is it to curse shaitan? She said, I would prefer to read Subhanallah in that time. Allah has cursed him already. So you don't have to curse him. He's accursed by Allah Ta'ala. For your cursing is not going to make him a curse. Allah has already cursed him. If we read Subhanallah, it's more beneficial for us. So we don't have to find fault with people. What we see and what we are responsible. And also, as ordinary people, ummatis, we have to do our duty. Ulama have got their duty. And especially in the absence of the Khilafat, the ulama, it is their duty that they see. So don't let us play the role of the ulama. What our role is different from the role of the ulama. They have got their responsibilities and their duties. If they are not doing it, they will suffer the consequence. If they are doing the wrong things, they will do. And it is the duty of the other ulama to correct the wrongs of the other ulama. But as ordinary people, ummatis, for us to become judge and become the authorities over the ulama, we must also think, are we not overstepping our limits? And where we're thinking now, I'm the Mr. Right, and I do everything right. It must not happen that we are Mr. Wrong by Allah Ta'ala, and that we have overstepped our bounds, and by Allah that we have to suffer the consequences there. So it is very, very important. So just this thought that these people, they are idol worshippers, they worship the statue of Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, of Maryam alayhi salam, Mary, etc. And for us, for a noble cause. And they don't want to support, not for big support also. Just little to allow us to use water. And just on that, so high people are tested with high things. We won't be tested with such things. But we all of us are being tested also. Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس. Do people think? Not only believers also, but all people. Allah says, do they think we'll just leave them and we won't test them? We are being tested all the time. We are seeing wrong happening and forget other things. In the wrong we are tested, that how are we going to be right in that wrong? Otherwise, our condition will be like the rule of the road. That the road, if you're on the left side, you are on the right side. And in South Africa, if you're on the right side, you're on the wrong side. So we might see the wrong thing, and we want to put it right, but we put it in the wrong way. And we want to be on the right side of the road, and when you go on the right side, then you're on the wrong side of the road. And if you're on the right side of the on the left side of the road, then you're on the right side of the road. So we also have to see. And the person who somebody stole his horse, he found out who the person is who stole it, and he also knew where it was. And he went and he scaled the wall to go and get his own horse. He was doing the right thing, but he was doing it in the wrong way. He was then reported and caught for trespassing. So he went and do the right thing, but he did it in the wrong way, and he found himself in jail. and he will be caught of trespassing, going into somebody else's property without permission. So all this we have to see. So during these times also of all this fitnas and everything, also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, it is sufficient for a person to be recorded as a liar by Allah Ta'ala, that whatever he hears, he passes it on to others. He doesn't verify whether it's true or not. So today this is common. That just we hear something, we don't take the trouble of finding out, we won't keep quiet about it. To share it is our biggest farz. And our purpose of life looks like, whatever comes on the phone, now put it on this group, put it on that group, and we haven't verified whether it's the truth or not. And how much of big problems are caused. Because anyone just takes out this person is like this, he said this. We don't verify whether he said it or not. And the next we find that he did not say that. And now we already passed it on to so many people that he said such and such thing. But we did not verify. So it's a very delicate issue. So we all have to be on our guard all the time. We are walking on pul sirat, yea, in this dunya. And according to that will be our walking in akhirat on the pul sirat. Yeah, each one. It doesn't mean that we have to be big people, we have to be leaders, we have to be ulama. Everyone, all that been tested. Allah Ta'ala says that we will make some of you a test for others. وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضُهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. That we made everyone a test, put a test for everyone. أَتَصْبِرُونَ. Will you make sabr? Will you control yourself? And أَتَصْبِرُونَ, yeah, that your desires, your thoughts, I must do this, I must do that. That will you make sabr? It's a test that has come to you. Somebody insults you, that Allah made it like that for you to be tested also. That now, what's your reaction going to be? Are you going to sway him back, insult him back again? Are you going to make sabr keep quiet? What are you going to do? Somebody is not paying your money back, which is your legal right. Now to get your money back, are you going to choose the right means? Are you going to go backbite about him amongst people? That person is not paying my money. He's going for Umrah every year. Now, that's not your business. You want your money, but now you are speaking to people. He's going for holidays. He's spending millions in holidays, but thousands in holidays. He's spending thousands for Umrah, and he's owing me, but he's not paying me back. Was that permissible for you to say all those things? And which is common with us, with all the time. We are involved in all these things. So it is a big test, Allah. This worldly life is a test. It isn't for all, and we, the test, we're not even worried about the test. We are headlong indulging in all other types of guna. A person is just to study, has to pass his exam, and he doesn't think of studying also. But in the meantime, he's going to cinema, he's going for holidays, he's going to Brussels, he's going to the gambling places, all the wrong he's doing. This is our condition, and that is the condition of we, who we regard ourselves as pious, or people regard us as pious. And this is what we have to be doing, what is our actual work. We're not even worried. And therefore, the people, once they become conscious, you'll find such a person, a zip is on his tongue all the time. He's no more that person who's just speaking all the time to everyone. He limits himself now to his own house. He doesn't go out unless it's necessary. For deen's needs, for namaz, for hajj, umrah, whatever the needs are, for dunya's needs, to earn his living. But at all times, he's conscious. He doesn't speak unnecessarily. He doesn't mix unnecessarily. And contrary to that, we regard good company as that person who is blabbering all the time. Out of turn, no reason, but he's got a comment for everything. And we ourselves like to be also like that. just let anyone start a subject and we got no idea of that subject. We don't know anything about it. Ma lahu wa ma ali, what are the the ifs and buts, the don'ts and the do's about it. We got no knowledge. But my comment I have to make, whether it's even on the social media, you'll see everyone has to put in his birth, whether he has got any idea, but my birth has to be there. My finger has to be in the pie. All going to Jahannam, I must get on the train also. I can't be left out. That is what it is. That with all that, we have that train is going to Jahannam. And I feel I can't get left out from that train. And it is Dajjal's work. And I have to join Dajjal. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us this understanding from this great instance of Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali, that what he had to go through. And also we should remember Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali told Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali to make dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala shows his love and accepts him and forever. So Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali say, you don't have to say forever. Once Allah has accepted you, once you are permanently accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, that doubt should not come that Shaitan was accepted for so long. He was never accepted. Though he was making all his ibadat, but he was in the displeasure of Allah all the time. So we must make dua that, oh Allah, you love us, you accept us. Once Allah has accepted a person, he's permanently accepted. If still some conditions came, like Abdullah Andalusi had to go through all that, because he had to cleanse himself of the wrong that he had just thought, and physically what and what he had to go wrong. And is it easy for an ordinary person to tell anyone that don't listen to me, don't follow me, I've lost whatever I have got. And for a sheikh of that standing, with thousands, hundreds and thousands of murids, and he has to tell them that leave me alone, that don't follow me. So all that he had to go through just because of one thought that he had got. So we all must be very, very careful, very easy for us to make comments on other people, to pass judgment on other people, etc. But we must be very careful. And on the other hand, we have got a great defense in the name of dua. Whoever we see doing wrong, we can make dua for them. Instead of criticizing them in our minds, make dua for the hidayat. And make dua, Allah give them hidayat, and then by their barakat, you safeguard me, and you protect me also. So if a person, this is all very, very necessary for the short life of ours, that we handle it very, very carefully. We are here for a very delicate purpose. These are the basic things, and our life in this dunya is for much, much more. It isn't for dunya. Dunya is not for dunya. Dunya is for us. Dunya is for us to prepare for akhirat. Like we have this very short time. The minute a person dies, then his opportunity of making any acts of good deeds are completely gone now. He could earn so much sawab just by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Durood Sharif, La ilaha illallah. And what great rewards now that opportunity is gone. And now he realizes it. The people in their qabars, those who are in a good condition, they get astonished at the people of dunya that why don't these people make two rakats of namaz? They know the value of it now. They're wasting their time. They're just sitting around. They're doing nothing. Why aren't they making just two rakats namaz? And our two rakats is 2 minutes. But what great returns in the akhirah. But we waste our time. When we'll go there, we'll realize it. But of course, that is too late. Even if those who get permission to carry on with namaz there, but no reward for all that they will do. Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. And Allah Ta'ala save us from all wrong.